need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or the great turkey in the sky. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I get an amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Can I get an A? Women.
A women.
Y'all get stuffed this Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I sure did. In both ends. With big thanks for both to Captain Max.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Three cheers and an eggnog beer. The love of my life. My friend for 30 years. My husband. 24. So far. Thank you, Max. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Max, for making my life into a movable feast of art, pleasure, people. And thank you, Bonoboville, for being part of our feast.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Oh, yeah.
Those of you who are here and those of you who are wherever you are. I am most grateful for you. And yes, indeed, on Thanksgiving, which it is Thanksgiving weekend, if you're tuned in live right now, we give thanks. And on Spanksgiving, we give spanks. That's right. Two consensual, warm, willing asses. Any warm, willing asses?
Oh, yeah.
You can count good on that.
That's the bonobo way. Is to, you know, get out some of our tensions.
Hmm. Yeah.
Things are a little tense. For me. You know, and then there's the political tensions that might have been at some of your Thanksgiving dinners. Perhaps they overflowed with the gravy. Perhaps they burned with the turkey. Anyway, I don't know if eating is the best way to handle your tension. It's one way. There are many ways. Many ways to handle the tension that we're feeling. I'm feeling. I'm feeling some personal tension. I have to confess. Not feeling so great. But you know, the show must go on. And my captain is not feeling well.
Oh.
That really worries me. Really. So, he told me I should do the show. And I don't cancel shows.
We're here for you, and it's a good show. No matter what, you're the queen. You, Captain Max is our captain, but you are our first mate, and we need you.
This is Gypsy Bonobo. Let's hear it.
Gypsy.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody. But no matter what, it's always a good show, and you always have something to teach us. So.
And I'm going to give you a little art history lesson on my little gauntlets, which are really socks. But, well, yeah. You know what gauntlets are, camera people? Do you know?
I thought a gauntlet was a cup.
Didn't Wonder Woman wore
gauntlets? These things. Can you come in close or no? Not
Zoom
capable.
In.
Okay. No.
Get in there, yeah.
No. What is this? You know the painting this is?
Van Gogh. That's Van Gogh, correct?
This is. No, it's close to Van Gogh, though.
The Scream.
The Scream.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We got our.
With the safety pin behind it.
Of course.
You know?
Wonder
style
Woman.
On top of style.
I'm feeling right now.
The superhero Wonder Woman wore those.
Wonder Woman wore those?
More gauntlets.
Oh, gauntlets.
Yeah.
She didn't wear the munch
no,
screen.
Not cool
I thought I was being a little bit original.
No, not
here.
Cool ones like those.
And they are socks, but you can stick your elbow right where the heel goes.
I'm just saying you're a superhero.
Oh,
I
yes.
like how you said that, stick your elbow. Just get your elbow in there.
It's kind of like getting stuffed. Stuffing my elbow into my socks. And, ready for showtime for Spanksgiving. My apologies to those of you who know me and don't know me, and I don't know, just general apologies.
You are amazing.
I'm not myself tonight.
We're here for you. We love you.
I love you. I'm sad. I also had a bit of a death in my family. A bit. Yeah. One way to put it. But I didn't find out about it until late today, so I didn't want to stop doing the show, and you know, I don't usually cancel it. So here we are. And yeah, Spanksgiving is a Bonoboville tradition. It's our duty to spank booty on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, we can't really spank away our sins against the Native Americans, whose country we kind of stole. We being, I guess, I don't know. Americans, whatever we're called. Maybe we're called Trumpians now. I think he might have put his name on the flag by now. So whatever we are, we're interlopers. We're visitors and not very nice ones, having committed a genocide. I guess, you know, that comes up on Thanksgiving. It's a sad holiday to me. Why we stuff ourselves. one reason. It is fun to get stuffed, I will grant you that. Both ways. I had fun. I have to admit, I had a lot of fun.
It was the best bonobo Thanksgiving.
I did.
Ever. Yeah.
It was really nice.
I think it deserves it. And hopefully I wish there's photos of it. So.
And thank you. Of course, Captain Max was the main creator of our Thanksgiving. Mm.
We love you, Max.
And everybody else, Anna and Harry and Gypsy and, you know, Jackie came in just in time for the turkey.
Mm. Of course.
She's going to have to get spanked tonight. She's naughty. And Mar wasn't here, so Mar should get spanked, really.
Yeah.
And Pan was here.
Yay, Pan.
Yay, Pan, our newbie.
Pan rocks.
Yeah.
Thank you for the corn. It was delicious.
That was very good corn.
Oh, Pan made corn?
From his corset lacing to his corn. He's
called
the main
it street corn.
What?
Kind of reminds me of street performing, or like maybe, I don't know, like picking corn up from the street.
That makes it a lot more visual stimulating, so I like that. I like your version. But yes, I had a few drinks.
Talking to the microphone.
It was, thank you. Look, Mexican street corn, I believe.
Yeah.
Is what he told me it was.
Wow.
Whatever that street in Mexico,
change
thank you.
Change the C for a P and it would be Mexican street porn.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Right. I like that Mexican street porn. Yeah. I was waiting on that one. Yeah. Anyway, it was delicious, and and so was everything. Of course, Beverly helped, and I think it's her last night here, although she said she's coming back.
It
but
is
we love Beverly.
Beverly's last night. It is Beverly's last night, and we love her.
I'm going to miss you, Beverly. I'm going to miss you.
We love you.
She promises me she's going to visit.
She's coming.
She's close by. She's close by. Yeah.
And Zane is here.
Zane.
Everybody
and I understand Sarah Bella came here, but I think I was getting stuffed.
Yeah, I saw her.
One end.
She's here.
Thursday night.
Oh, really? Oh.
When?
The eggnog. The eggnog caught up with all of us. Sorry about that, Sarah.
Why.
We were having fun, actually.
That's why you pronounced your name.
Maybe too much fun, you know? Everything that goes up must come down. That's one thing. There's something about balance that is kind of good most of the time, but sometimes when you have a really great time, then ooh, bam. So I had a really great Thanksgiving, and I'm having a tough day today, but it's nighttime, and I want you to, you know, enjoy yourselves, and maybe I will too on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And did I forget anybody who was at Thanksgiving? I don't want to forget anybody.
No, you nailed all ends. You got you stuffed all ends of the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
So yeah, so you know, we can't spank away our sins against the Native Americans, and we can't spank away a lot of our sins, really. But I think we can spank away our fears.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
I'm feeling scared right now.
Yeah, because you're about to get spanked.
And Jackie is really scared. I like to think she's terrified right
now. Dr. Susan's about to spank your fears.
Anything but that.
I also, I like the drama of this in the sense that leading up to the Spanx, Dr. Susan, you're in this.
She exposes herself fully.
Very, very raw intense, state. Raw state. So
I agree.
It sort of ups the ante.
By the way, I'd like to just say that who's speaking right now is Danielle Watts.
Hello, everyone.
The beautiful, the talented Danielle Watts.
Wow.
And next to her is the beautiful and talented Chef Be Live.
Absolutely.
And we should get them all on here, so let's introduce everybody.
And I do have two newbies, virgins, to the Dr. Susan Vlog Show. And we have here Mistress Erica.
Great to be here.
And she looks so beautiful. It cheers me up already to look at her. Would you stand up and really cheer me up?
Yay.
Look at this outfit.
Yeah.
Wow. In a black corset and garters and stockings and red shoes.
Great shoes.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
I just had a feeling about tonight, and so red was in.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of was feeling like I should wear something the color of turkey and sauce, so I'm brown and orange and pumpkin pie and turkey, or I don't know. So it's great to have you, and I just want to give a shout out to DomCon and Sanctuary LAX.
Woo-hoo, yeah.
And Mistress Cyan and Gary. And thank you so much for everything that you do for the, what is it? I mean, for everybody, for the BDSM community, for just women, you know, of all kinds.
A women.
Mm. Yeah. And for men, of course. And for everybody, you know, DomCon is a beautiful place. I gave my Bonobo Way talk there, and just felt so much love.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known Mistress Cyan for years. She gave me my birthday spanking in 2005. Yeah.
The wolves are happy about that.
So I'm very happy to have you. I kind of can't believe I haven't met you until now, but here we are.
I think we've crossed paths like at DomCon or something.
Oh, maybe the path crossing thing. Yeah.
And then you're so busy and I'm so busy and it piles up. It's overwhelming. But
yeah. Well, anyway, I guess I can't believe I haven't had you on the show yet. That's
me. I'm a virgin.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, you're not a virgin to giving a good spanking.
Not at all.
Right.
I'll give it my best.
Have you ever celebrated Spanksgiving?
This is going to be a first.
Okay. Well, you know, we like to do a lot of spanking here in Bonoboville in general. I mean, we celebrate Lupercalia, which is the original Valentine's Day and is really all about flogging and spanking.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, celebrated Kink Month, which was the whole month of October. And that is a lot of spanking. And, yeah, we do a lot of spanking in general, but there's something very, I guess, almost religious about spanks giving. Giving spanks. You know, it's a giving thing. It's something to give, if you can, with love, you know, just like you give thanks on Thanksgiving in a loving way. You give spanks here in a loving way to help release these tensions that are building up on all sides here in this America, this land, we still call America until we don't. you know, yeah, you would think the winners would be happy, but they're pretty tense too. And of course, the losers are tense. It's tough to lose. And there's so much at stake, it feels. Although, you never know. You just never know. I mean, I feel so sad right now. And everything seems to be kind of collapsing. But you never know when flowers will bloom. And you'll feel good again. And sometimes it takes a spanking. No, don't spank your children, okay? Don't be doing that. I do not believe in corporal punishment for children.
Consensual adults only.
Although some of those children that were spanked do develop interesting spanking fetishes or mommy fetishes or daddy fetishes that they might have a lot of fun with later in life. I don't know if you're intending that, mom and dad, when you're spanking your kids, but you are kind of doing that in many ways. Although there's lots of people who were not spanked that enjoy as children. That is not a child, by the way. That is a 21-year-old girl. Actually, by right. And that was Snow Mercy, another great DomCon Dom. Yeah, there she is. And, of course, we do specialize in spanking phone sex therapy here at the Institute. So, I want to think about spanking away our fears of what's to come, what's going on. We have a lot of fear. We have fear of the other people on the other side. Some people are afraid of my safety pins. I mean, they seem so harmless, but apparently they're more powerful than machine guns.
You have them in a very erotic place. I think they're just jealous because they can't tug on them.
Kind of like, you know, tassels, you know, the pasties.
Those are better.
Somebody should, you know, do these safety pin pasties, I guess, would be fun. Yeah.
To all the artists out there, be listening. Got good ideas.
Safety pin pasties. Mm-hmm. I just kind of pinned them on. And by the way, you can see my safety pins next week or the week after when Chef B Live and Danielle Watts and I are on The Doctors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Tune in.
So much fun.
All right. CBS. And, you know, spanking is like a lot of forms of rough play that get a lot of your tensions out. You know, without killing each other. And that is what the bonobo way is all about, is channeling your anger. That's why we call it anger management, bonobo style. And your tension into the release of these violent tensions through something that doesn't hurt too much, unless you're Jackie. Jackie likes it to hurt so much.
Favorite little pain slot.
Yeah, I admit it. I'm an endorphin addict. Okay?
An endorphin addict.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to say it.
So you're not a pain slut.
Well, that's what brings on the endorphins.
Pain slut, I love you.
Well, you take the pain for so much. I mean, a lot of people love you for that. So... You know, and Jackie also has invited our guest tonight, so she's the producer, the ass producer, we call it, which is short for associate producer, as well as just ass producer. Right. And Jackie has also invited our next guest, who's also a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, and this is King Noir.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. So happy to have you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. And you're visiting L.A. from somewhere else?
Yeah, originally from New Jersey, but by way of Tampa, Florida.
New Jersey by way of Florida. So you live in Florida now?
Correct.
All right. Well, you're avoiding Mar-a-Lago during the Thanksgiving season when the Trumps are there, I guess.
I'm avoiding wherever they are, whatever the season or the holiday.
Right. Well, they're there. They've planted themselves there. And then they're everywhere. So here we are.
We are everywhere.
I'm glad to be here with everybody.
And I am so glad to have you. Yeah. And you, I'm interested in getting to know you and... And how do you and Jackie know each other?
I think you found me through Paraperv.
Yes, they shot with Paranormal Perversions right after Morena Black and I shot with them.
You shot with Paranormal Perversions. What do you mean, they?
Yes, me and my partner, Jet Setting Jasmine, we have a company called Royal Fetish Films.
Oh.
Unfortunately, so she couldn't make
it
tonight.
She had to go back to Florida. We own a gym there, so she had to go back to handle that. I'm out here shooting for a little while.
Are you sure she's not handling a Trump?
I would honestly be able to bet that she's not doing that. There's a lot of handling that she would be doing, but it's not a Trump.
You know, I handle a lot of Trump supporters as a therapist. Mm. It's true. So, you know, it's important to reach out and try to understand each other. Mm. But on the other hand, it's also important to spank away your resistance to protesting injustice. So we must not, I feel, be complacent or consider that everything is okay, that everything is normal, because a lot of the media, and I'm not one against the media, I'm part of the media, but there's a tendency to try to normalize something that is not normal. It is not normal to have the KKK gathering together publicly in 2016.
Well, it's become like marketing. It's all of it. If it's to whoever, and it doesn't mean we're all right just because something is liked, you know, like, you know.
So I don't blame Trump himself or his supporters. I just don't want to accept that as normal. Misogyny, KKK, neo-Nazis. Don't want to accept it.
All
and yes, would you please come forward just to show off your chest? Ikor, the wolf.
Get on up here.
But also, he has a very cool t-shirt on.
Where'd he go? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's... Oh, my gosh. Look at that
look
shirt.
Look at this shirt.
If you didn't look good enough as it was.
Speaking of which...
Mm. Come here.
Yes, baby.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. That's a
one
shirt.
Of the few times I'm not asking you to take off your shirt because he has such a hot body. But honestly, this looks good, you know. And Ikor the Wolf is on Fridays. He's doing his show.
Mm. But we get him on Saturdays.
Did you get this made for you or did you buy it somewhere?
It was given to me. It was given to me.
It was given.
From a t-shirt manufacturer.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's given to me.
So. Wow.
And I went to vote with this shirt on.
You did.
Nice.
With all good intentions.
So I see the I voted shirt, the I voted sticker.
And by the way, when we say fuck Trump, which is what this says, we don't mean that in a bad way. We want him to get good and fucked and right out of the White House.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, but. It's also, you know, Danielle gave him a good butt fucking.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that was
quite cool.
Very, very.
I think he enjoyed it.
Beautiful. I think he definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, and you know, he got a lot out of it. I think. In fact, he's already starting to back off on certain things.
Yep. Exactly.
Like he's not going to put Hillary in jail, which is upsetting a lot of people. And maybe he will later, but right now he's got more important things to do, like deporting gazillions of people. And I think he's backing off on the Obamacare. He's going to keep Obamacare.
Sweet.
So I think that
I'm not going to build a wall.
No, he's just building some fences, extra fences, which we already have. You know, the wall.
Build the wall.
So thank you, Danielle, for the
which illegal immigrants are building, by the way.
It goes so deep, but I do think a good fucking can help anyone release some tension, so I'm glad to help. Even if it's a make believe fucking.
Yeah. A good stuffing and that's good spanking. For Thanksgiving and a good spanking for Spanksgiving.
Yeah.
So
you're looking lovely.
You look great, you really do.
You still like you said, like Thanksgiving-ish colors, pumpkin-ish.
Yeah, pumpkin and
you
turkey.
Look pious,
and pumpkin
baby.
And
very
gravy.
Pious. Let me just take a bite out of you.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Black Sexy, everybody. Everybody else out there watching.
Always. Oh, my goddess. Yeah.
For real.
Hey, you know, you can find sexy in a lot of things, I think.
But if you're good, you're good. And if you got it, you got it. So go on and flaunt it to the world and be about it.
Mm. When she's good, she's good. When she's bad, she's better. And she's always the best. Yes. That's how I'll describe
Dr. Mae
Block.
West.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So,
let the spankings begin.
Let the spankings begin. It's our duty to spank booty on Thanksgiving and on Spanksgiving, which is Thanksgiving Saturday night every year. And so, you know, I'm going to say ladies first of our new guests.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I would say you could spank who you like, but I feel someone would like very much to be spanked by you.
Gee, what a wild guess.
The peanut gallery has spoken.
So we're going to get this party started, right?
Okay. All right. Jack,
so I'm going to bring my little bag
of
toys.
I'll get it started.
Yeah, how do we start this? Come on. Yeah.
I'll get it started.
Whoa.
Wow, just for
Gypsy.
Jumping right in there.
Igor.
There. It started. Yeah. All right, let the spankings begin.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to warm you up a little
bit.
Oh,
man, I'm getting so excited.
Oh, yes. Well. Please, please, please.
Oh,
wow.
This is Mistress Erica. Mistress Erica, and how do you pronounce your last name? Can we have
I'm
going to
go
mi-
get my toy real quick.
Yeah,
I'll
get
right
that
back.
Toy.
He's going to get his toy.
Rijks.
Rijks.
King's
toy.
What country is that from?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Oh, Dutch. Wow. And you're going to do double Dutch
oh,
here
God.
With the vlogger. All right.
Woo. Okay.
So Jackie, come on up here. Show off the beautiful ass.
Wait, I want to get in a different position.
Let's move my, okay.
Absolutely.
My thingy here off the stage.
Woo. Wow. Woo.
And Jackie is ready. Has her fancy thong on.
Yeah.
Her fancy corset.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And Mistress Erica is doing a Florentine style flogging, which is a good warm up. It doesn't usually hurt.
It's like class with ass.
What does it feel like, Jackie?
Oh, it's like a wonderful massage, but better.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It is like a massage.
That didn't seem like a massage. Whoa. I felt that.
It's
oh
like that
God.
Kind of massage.
That's a
the karate
massage.
Chopping massage.
It's a Swedish massage with
I
a really
swear
rough
I felt
hand.
That.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh
my gosh.
Thank what? You, Mr. Serica.
Whoa.
What are these floggers made out of?
Oh my God.
These floggers are made out of bull leather.
Bull leather.
I just got them, so I'm breaking them in right
Can
now as we speak.
Oh, well, they're a little heavy, yeah. Yeah, these are not like deer skin or elk skin.
No.
They're kind of heavy. But
yeah. I'm liking them, though. I'm liking the
Jackie,
the
they're like feathers.
You look beautiful while you use these. This is like an art right now. I'm
Whoa.
I'm paying attention.
Oh
wow.
I thought I'd seen something like this before. Whoa.
Whoa.
Woo-hoo. Honey, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, God, I'm so wow.
Not only a good song.
Oh. Oh. Oh,
oh yeah.
Wow. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's so good. Wow, you're amazing.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Those are the sounds of Spanksgiving.
This is our beautiful Jackie Bonobo taking this like a...
You know how Thanksgiving sounds are like yum, 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 yum.
Right.
I'm
Spanksgiving sounds
right.
are
it's
like
slap, 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 slap,
slap, slap, slap.
I think I like Spanksgiving than Thanksgiving. You know, restricting to stretching your stomach to actually tucking it in and
corsets.
And flogging.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
All right. A little whispering like going on. Oh, now a little touching.
So what's going on now?
Just pacing everything.
Right. Do you want to get a little rougher?
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, hands now. Hand spanking.
With a ring on. Wow. Ooh.
Loggers. He does.
King brought
a special toy too. Wow.
Come here.
Yeah.
What do you have here? These are amazing.
These are called nunchuck loggers.
Nunchuck.
You look like a ninja in
martial arts style.
You ready to try them?
Wow.
As long as you're gentle with me.
I'm nice.
Ooh, you look nice. You look nice. We'll get
also say as long as you take off your shirt.
And as long as you take off that shirt, but I'll take it off for you, so no worries. I want a better view of this.
You guys, Jackie's face right now, it's so beautiful. It's like, it's the most stunningly gorgeous, just like present.
Very zen, too.
It's like
they call it
surrender.
Subspace.
Subspace?
Yeah, I see it. Oh, wow.
Wow. Huh. It's really impressive.
Woo!
It's spiritual.
Yeah, she really gets spanked right into the fifth dimension.
I keep having energy orgasms.
Oh. It's like the magic word every time a spanking noise happens.
Seriously, it's weird.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Right? I don't know. Do I want to catch in the eye? It kind of seems erotic.
Whoa. All right.
Wow. Wow. This is amazing.
Whoa. And let's hear it for Mistress Erica and Jackie Lou.
Oh, my goodness.
And we will continue with this, but I want to just have a little mixed up stuff here. And so we're going to get back to Mistress Erica shortly. Mistress
you tell Danielle and I are virgins, too.
The sanctuary.
Something.
I gave you a book spanking.
I know. I've never seen anything like
that. Mistress Erica has a...
Right.
A focus I haven't seen since I was a kid back in Florida.
Thank you.
Woo. Wow.
All right, so King Noir.
Yes.
Could you let Gypsy help you remove your T-shirt?
Sure.
Please.
And
thank you,
Mr.
Erica.
Might have to.
Wow.
See Woo. Oh, yeah. Woo. Here we go. All right, beautiful. Ooh, I love the necklace tattooed around your neck. That's pretty hot. Now, would you really, Gypsy, be willing to receive a little light flogging? Yeah, okay, she would.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. Do you want to lean on the bed here?
Oh, yes.
So, you know.
Why does she need to take her headphones off?
Start at the shoulders so that the endorphins start coming down from the brain.
Whoa.
To start preparing the body for what she's going to start to feel. You don't want to just go straight to the ass or to the thighs or anything like that. You also, with floggers, want to make sure that you skip the kidneys. You don't want to hit anybody in their kidneys with it.
Wow. Right. Good education.
Okay.
Wow.
I need a microphone over here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How you doing there, girl?
My first time being flogged, but
okay,
it's starting okay.
Yeah, he's got the soft kind, I think.
He has a technique for sure. It's
and the technique as well.
Looking good with the technique, my cameraman.
Yeah. You are looking good. My kind of ass. You know, my kind of booty.
It's the bonobo stairs. They do me justice, that's for sure.
Ooh, he's got a rhythm going.
Ooh. Is that going to the beat of the song? I'm not sure, but
yeah,
either way,
it's
I'm
definitely
having a good
going.
Time. I don't know.
Or maybe he's going to your heartbeat.
Gypsy, your butt looks amazing, by the way. You're really sweet.
We decided that's from walking up and down the stairs of Bonobo.
Oh, she's always walking up and down the stairs.
So if you want to become a member, you know, come to bonoboville.com and you can have an ass like mine.
Ooh, and now
just
that
saying,
ass is getting logged. Ooh, that...
This
pretty,
is
pretty
really
what a pro.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, it feels good.
Oh my God. Anybody
Enjoy
who
the
got
moment.
Tortured in the medieval times, I'm sorry, but this is awesome. I would have been committing sins left and right.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh,
whoa.
That,
oh, look at that fancy swirl.
Now
this is King Noir.
I'm picturing King Noir like practicing for this at home, you know,
with his slaves waiting for him. Oh, that was just me. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's practicing before the
You guys
show.
Thought this is all non, you know, practiced.
King Noir is no amateur, let me tell you.
Ooh. And
it's getting a little warm there.
You know, I don't know how to say it, but he's a professional. Doesn't, you know, when you, that's, I think, the difference in this world of, you know, people not knowing what they're doing and what they're doing. Because honestly, it feels good to, you know, tortured. Oh my God, can we start something else?
Look, look, look.
Foreplay.
Beautiful.
It's foreplay. It's naughty foreplay.
Okay, somebody needs to put a microphone in front of him.
Scared to get a hit
yeah,
by
right,
the vloggers.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You'll like it.
There we go.
No, but maybe not in the face. You know?
I think that it's erotic in itself, the rhythm and paying attention
Absolutely.
To someone's body. And even with the pain, there's that pleasure. And that's why you have to start high and just build her body up to it.
Build it up, baby.
Yeah.
What are these vloggers made out of?
This one has leather, elk.
Elk. Nice.
It has
That's
leather,
soft.
It has leather,
the
it has elk, and it also has some plastic. The plastic provides
the plastic
a nice little sting.
A little bit.
Did you say elk?
Elk leather is very soft.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gypsy, it's like you're getting banged
it's like
by
right
an
the
elk.
Forest. I come from the forest, and now I get their leftovers on my ass. Well, gotta bring the country to the city some way, so I'm glad
I'm
that it's in this way.
I have to say, I'm kind of bummed my family wasn't able to make it tonight.
Oh,
I agree. I agree.
My dad was going to bring my uncle, actually, who has been in a coma, and this would really, I mean,
so
this
you're
I think he would like
website.
This.
He would love this.
You're going to take it to the website so he can watch it.
I will have to now. I mean...
If he missed it live, he'll have to go to the website to watch
it.
This is beautiful.
Right?
You are a real artist. Like,
Absolutely.
I'm really impressed by your technique and your presence and your abs.
That's
body.
That's
Among
why
other things, we're impressed by.
That's why he's here.
So is Miguel. Miguel's clapping.
And this is a educational show.
It is.
I've
and
never
consensual
seen anything.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, you can spank the monkey while we celebrate Spankgiving. Spanksgiving. But you can also just learn a thing or two about how to improve your own spanking techniques. Flogging techniques. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goddess.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What? I can't even analyze. I want to analyze. So
it was analyze.
Analyze. No, I really there's a part of me that really wants to break it down, like why this is so. But I can't even think a rational thought while I'm watching this. I just feel.
Me and Dr. Susie's ass do that from time to time.
Yeah, it's just.
Let's just say buns are fun. And you know, spanking them just is more fun. It's play.
It's play.
And it can be soft, but it can be hard.
It can
you know?
Be hard. We like it a little hard up a double, though.
It can be just a party favor, or it can be part of sex.
Yeah.
You know?
You are amazing. You deserve those fancy floggers.
Absolutely. Let's hear it for King Noir and Gypsy Bonobo.
You guys should make a movie together.
I think you should show this.
You have really great chemistry together.
Gypsy.
Whoa. Gypsy, have you been a bad girl?
And she's even got somehow tan lines. I mean, those aren't tan lines.
That's some red.
Right. When you are so white that any type of
disturbance.
This skin interaction turns you a different color of some sort.
Yes.
I'm Irish. I like Irish. To soak up in every skin color. Sorry.
All right.
your butt's so pure looking. You know, it's like, what did you do to deserve that? You're such a good girl.
Us girls usually don't deserve it. We just play with it.
A naughty girl, and that's why she got spanked.
Thank you so much. That was an amazing spanking. I honestly didn't deserve it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So naughty, but I didn't deserve it. But anytime.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So, I think we're almost ready for the break, right? Are we ready for the break? Yeah. So, we're going to come back. Are you going to get spanked?
Oh, gosh.
It's your duty to spank booty or get your booty spanked.
Would you like to spank her.
Would you like me to show you how to use the floggers on her?
Please.
Can we please have an instructional?
We will do that shortly. In just a few minutes, so don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte Bardot.
Hello. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh,
take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong. Princesse en
français.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think amen. We have orgasm, Houston. Woo! And let's
we
have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We
lift
made off. It.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let it fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Goddess. Oh, I feel better already. Little booty spank and a nice group of bonobovillians.
Oh, yeah.
My captain is here.
Yay.
I'm going to eat you like a turkey leg. And yeah, I've got my special guests, Mistress Erica and King Noir, as well as the pansensual power couple of the year, and next year as well. And this would be Chef B Live and Danielle Watt,
salutations,
who is out hatting me tonight.
I had too many donuts this week.
Donut on her head.
I'm a donut.
That
head.
Is quite the hat. I gotta have that hat.
Are you trying to make a point? You got stuffed on Thanksgiving?
Oh,
is that why?
She got stuffed.
I'll make whatever point you want me to make,
oh
Gypsy.
Oh, God, stop it. Stop
that's
it.
A cream-filled donut, right?
Speaking of stuff.
And look at this nice push-up bra.
Gypsy lent me her bra.
I dressed her up right now because I want her to be spanked in style.
Because I thought it would be fun to wear Gypsy's
bra. It's your
duty
to spank booty.
Ow.
Thanksgiving.
Ow. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. We've got this lovely couple here. We also, of course, have Jackie Blue, ass producer of the Ass Show.
Amazing, amazing.
And I'm sure she's going to get it again. Ooh. But I gave you guys each a book spanking. Mm-hmm.
You did.
On our 24th wedding anniversary.
Yep.
Books
we first
are
met.
Fun to spank yep. with. You know, you can do it. But
you're
you
very,
know,
very good at it.
I'm, you know, serviceable. So now this is Thanksgiving.
Oh.
You have yeah. just seen some examples of expert, yeah. top-notch spanking from the sanctuary, you know, Mistress Erica from Florida, and mm-hmm. we have King. Noir.
Yeah,
so
he
I
is
now
a king.
King.
Did you negotiate who's going to spank and get spanked for the first round?
Can we have Danielle get spanked by the king just so
I
think
we
like
can
learn.
That.
Learn a little Ooh. Thing. I want to learn a thing or two.
I would love that.
Oh, wow.
That's just me.
It's her choice.
Well, can I leave my donut on my head?
I prefer that you leave the donut, okay. but you got to take everything else off.
Everything else. Wait, can the bra?
No, the bra can stay. The bra
Ooh,
is,
that bra
the
can stay. I'm going to fix it for you, too, because I love you.
Well,
stuff in the bra.
For the help.
Ooh, and the panties stuff, are cute.
Yeah,
too.
They're Gypsy's panties. She got me bar her Ooh. Panties. Ooh.
I wanted her parts touching mine. So
yes, very yeah. touchy.
But as you can see, I had a lot
sisters.
Of donuts this week, so my ass is really especially.
Very delicious and spankable.
You
we're girls,
are
we're insecure. So tell us how pretty
Ms.
it
Danielle.
Is. Tell us how pretty it is.
Okay, well.
Please spank that.
Oh, man. Hi.
She's been a bad girl.
Well.
Literally.
Naughty.
Naughty, exactly. Okay.
You might as well get spanked now, way before Christmas, so you can
Gosh,
get what you want.
I don't
want
to let go of
thank
the
God.
Mic.
I'll hold it for you. Don't you worry. This is a gangbang of entertainment right now.
Okay, somebody hold a mic up to his.
Here, so can we get Beli or Jackie, one of the two, to hold this mic up to this beautiful man?
Mm. Well,
God,
I think we got it.
I would love that.
So pay attention, Beli.
Okay.
Oh, he's actually teaching
you. He's teaching you how to do this.
Well, okay.
Oh. Okay, but you got to hold the mic in front of his face.
So you're going to step up and do this as well. We're going to hold that right there. We're going to. Start.
Oh God!
Don't worry, baby. I'm gonna be easy. I'm sure he's
amazing.
I'm sure he spanks
like you should
you a
be honored
harder.
To get spanked by this man.
So we're gonna start
I
up
am.
Here. Now this area right here, you're gonna skip because that's where the kidneys are. You don't want to give too much thud on the kidneys. Kind of similar to why boxers we don't like to get hit in our kidneys.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We're going to take it off just because he's not
taking it off now.
I lost my donut.
You can look at it.
I'm going to give you your ears, though. I'm not gonna
actually, if you want, you could bury your face in it.
I'm not going to get this old bunny. And I'm going to lay down with you. So.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. Oh, God. If
you're going to like it.
No, it won't hurt,
it's
baby.
Going to feel like a trip to the spa.
Yeah,
imagine a Swedish massage.
We just literally came from the spa. So
with
this is extra special, babe. This will be good. This is good for the lymphatic system, I can tell.
How does it feel, Danielle?
It's really nice.
Yeah. It is. You gotta admit it.
You gotta admit. Doctors, to the words of Dr. Susie, you gotta admit it feels pretty good.
What does that mean? Watch my back.
Arch it. So that means like bend that ass and like you want it.
Yeah, like that.
And eventually he'll get to that ass.
Oh, woo. My God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, whoa. Man. I really feel like a...
And we've hit bottom.
Or the G-spot. I'm not sure.
I'm so glad I paid $40,000 a year to go to theater school.
Thank God.
Shout out to the University of Southern California.
SoCal in general.
We wouldn't be here without
Don't forget Yale for making the brilliant mind of Dr. Susie.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm being bad, I guess.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Are you enjoying?
Yeah. Well, I like that when I get distracted and he makes me pay attention.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So Dom is submissive. He's a very, very...
He is doing a good job.
That's amazing.
I feel like I'm...
It's his mark every time.
As I said earlier, he's an artiste among many of things. That's all I'll say.
My ass
I'm not going to do it after
I think you should relax your ass and arch your back. So I'm going to show you how to do that. So loosen your knees, and I want you to... No. Keep them straight. There you go. Oh, he's going to help
you.
Did
you hear what he said?
Yeah.
I don't think everybody sees that, but he said, spread your legs.
Oh, yeah, now I'm learning something.
See, you got to relax that back, boo.
Okay. That's like the video we were watching, babe.
I know. This is...
Present your booty. Assume the position.
Yeah.
This is the position to
embrace the vlog
for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yeah, take that position. Assume that position.
Oh.
Yes.
And you
present
that
booty like it's a dish to be devoured by a flogger.
If Thanksgiving always looked this good, I would eat every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do I get in trouble?
Yeah. Nice,
Do I get in trouble for enjoying this so much? No, you don't. You just enjoy
Beautiful
it.
Jiggle. Whoa. Oh, we got some rhythm going here. Let's play the Kingster. The Kingster.
The Kingster. The Kingster. Let's play it.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
You are doing amazing, Danielle. I just want to say.
That's not the Kingster.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I heard her.
All right. He's going to help you.
Let's hear it for King Noir and Danielle Watts' booty. Watts playing Danielle's booty.
All in your wrist. Now, if you go harder, you load it up. So right here is if you were getting
Gotta have that king. All right, we're having some instructions here. They're off microphone because it's about husband and wife kind of thing.
What's up?
You know?
Now, the thing is, when it comes to being in the front, you got to remember that your organs, things like that are. So you have to be real careful.
He's woman conscious. Oh.
Absolutely.
All right, but the butt is a very tough body part.
The ass got padding. The padding
ass
is
beautiful padding.
So he's going to start up at your shoulders just like I did. I'm going to be here to make sure everything is straight.
This is better than USC or Yale.
This is Thanksgiving instructional
at
the Dr. Susan Block Institute, where you learn to spank booty, and then when it is your duty, you will be ready.
You're going to start wide, so you want to start aim up here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Say this.
Hold on.
Can I have a microphone?
This is the sex education I always wanted, but finally, thanks to the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, for learning how to get spanked like a real...
It is an art and a science. Spanking. And a pleasure with a little bit of pain. Such a pleasure. You look a little like an Easter bunny, but we'll settle.
Well, I got my holidays switched.
Yeah, you did.
I like the bunny thing.
Yeah. I couldn't remember. I thought it was Thanksgiving, but then I thought maybe it might have been Easter. Then I thought maybe I might be getting spanked. Oh, wait, that's actually happening.
Oh, yeah. All right. Arch that back.
I had a dream.
Whoa. That's a real spanking there. That was hand spanking. Oh,
okay. What if I have to fart?
Well,
just
that,
you
that's
doing
their
sex and hold it in. Just like sex, you hold it in, like every good girl. So don't be naughty. You can be a naughty girl, but be a good girl at the same time.
Or you'll get spanked harder.
If that's I fart, right, I get blocked. Like, I guess I get in trouble?
Yeah.
How is Be Real, or how is Be Live doing?
I'm curious, does anyone fart when you're spanking them?
Not that I know of, but that would probably be what happens to them during the time.
Let's hear it for Danielle Wants at Chef Be Live.
That was so much harder than I thought it
was. I had a lot of garlic earlier, you know.
A lesson
to make sure my immune system was strong for this.
All right.
Thank you, King. You are...
The king.
And you must have had a lot of experience with that. That's actually quite challenging. Thank you.
I must say you're the king for a reason. But
oh,
it's
thank
like
you very
that
much.
Is more than impressive. Thank you for the educational video, among other things.
Wow. Absolutely. So I think everybody has gotten a spanking or given a spanking that's around
I have given
the
one.
Thanksgiving table here. Uh-huh. Did you want to receive one? Is that it?
I think it would be nice if Mistress Erica did her thing again.
Like yes, that. Mistress Erica.
I'm a little afraid, but
I think it's a good idea too.
He's a little afraid, and we have fears tonight. We want to spank away our fears,
and we want to conquer our fears.
But yeah, we're spanking away our fears. I'm getting some of my fears spanked. Yeah, I'm just watching you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn off the Facebook Live.
Facebook
I don't know if it's on. But
hi, Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg is not happy right now.
Oh, my goodness. She's getting her tools.
I don't really want to make him happy.
I love you, Mark.
That is what we like to call a writing crop. That writing crop is beautiful.
Ooh.
Are you sure Facebook
And it's not just for writing. Well, it depends
Go
what
easy.
You want to
write. Gosh, this is a tender butt, right? Or what do you think, Danielle? Should she go easy?
I mean, I think he could enjoy a hard spanking.
I don't know.
I think you're going to get one from her.
I don't know. He's really cute when he cries.
Ooh.
God, I love girls. I love girls. We love a little pain in our life. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain.
Because you're pretty when you cry.
He's a new little boy.
You're pretty when you
You've
cry.
Been a bad boy.
So, but I'm just wondering if I can come out or not.
Yes, you can. You may
out.
Come.
We're not on Facebook.
You may come out. Okay. You may be
We're
free
done. We're
with
done.
Yourself.
You're free.
Aww.
Oh, okay, so do I stand up?
It's so innocent until the dom comes in.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
She's going to really spank you.
Arch
oh, gosh.
Back.
I'm actually more scared than I think I've ever been in my life.
Be okay.
Did you ever get spankings, Be Live?
I used to get switched almost to bleeding.
Oh.
So this will spank away all those bad memories.
That's right.
So we're going to do a magic spell where you exchange that pain for pleasure.
Ooh, gosh.
Yes.
Us witchy women. And your queen, Dr. Susie,
Danielle
will
wants
help
me to
you.
Cry.
Oh. Only to see the rainbow through the...
Spank through
but
the
no
fear.
But no faking cry.
Spank
no crocodile
fear.
Tears.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Oh, goddess.
How was that? Is that okay?
Or very scary.
Scary.
Very scary.
Soft.
That fucking hurt.
Soft.
Oh, my goddess. Jackie, I don't understand. Even that.
You know what I will say as a nurse? That men are usually
he didn't
the
get
bigger
any flogging,
babies.
Though.
The men are the bigger babies in
the
pain world.
To be fair, he did not get the flogging, the tenderizing.
Oh, that's true.
He didn't. So since we are an
All
educational
right.
show,
it's gonna be cozy.
We have to mention that it's usually easier to take when you get the flogging first.
God bless Dr. Susie.
Is this a this isn't a flogging. Oh, this is a spanking.
This right. is a cropping, actually.
It's a cropping.
Sorry, be live.
Thank you.
You just got from 0 to 100 real quick.
I'm going to breathe.
Real quick.
Okay. So is this...
This is...
This is, wow. This is Dr. Susan Institute Therapy. Okay.
I have a question for Mistress Erica.
Okay.
I could tell. I mean,
I would
King
like
has
to
a
know,
question.
You know, from one dom to another, what part of the riding crop turns you on the most when you use it?
Just knowing that I'm going to get a direct impact on them. And that to me says, hey, I'm doing my job. I know what I'm doing.
I mean,
you're doing your job well because he hasn't moved since you started.
That's very womanly good. Of you.
Quite a job.
Oh my God.
You're doing.
Oh my God.
And once you get into the rhythm, you get you get a high just like subspace.
Yeah. More spanking.
Okay.
Get him.
Okay. So
Danielle, being your husband, do you think he needs to have it? Like, I mean, how is his level of pain? What do you think he deserves right now? Consensually.
Oh, Gypsy, I hate to tell you, but Chef Be Live is a bad boy. He's very bad.
Very bad. Well, he's going to get some floggers. <so. laughs>
Yeah. I said from every woman ever, your husband
worst.
Has been bad and they need to be flogged. Let's flog the bad out of you right now.
That feels good.
That feels good, right?
Kind of good.
It feels way better than that last first really hard one.
Yeah.
With a little pain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, slight pain, but
you're taking it.
Not a win.
This is like no joke.
This is like pain that feels kind of good, you know.
It's like a trip to the spa, you know, like massage
is
a pain
totally,
that
I
feels
totally
kind of good.
That. Yes, yes.
And that is kind of good
man.
For you in different ways, releasing endorphins.
Ooh, this spanking is making Gypsy want to. Another one.
Oh, got it.
Round two.
Oh, my
ready
God.
For round two.
Wow.
All right, let's hear it for Chef Be Live.
Brought him to his knees.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Now, I kind of feel like
our
climax should be these two doing something together to
I
Jackie.
I agree. And maybe
right?
And then our beautiful Danielle should go come.
This is aftercare.
Yeah, maybe you should comfort
aftercare
him.
Is very
I'm
important.
Actually,
he's getting plenty of comfort.
Comforting himself
from,
with Mistress Erica.
I think he is. Yeah.
That is why I love you guys. You just, you know.
It's posing with a dildo? No.
I would
we were hoping.
That was
that's
like
his
really
dick.
Deep.
That's your husband's dick.
Oh,
what
my
mean?
God.
Oh, he's having a deep experience.
Kind of a testimonial.
Oh, testimony.
Testimonial.
All right, testimony.
Okay, let's analyze what you've just been through.
Okay, so because I didn't even think about the whole switching thing and like the being, you know, like this is why I actually might cry. That like goes kind of deep.
Yeah,
and
because
like,
you were spanked as a child.
Yeah, and like so to have that like that really helped me like release and let go of some stuff that I had attached to that.
The primal scream.
Like I was over here and I was like I felt like I was on ayahuasca or something. I was like, whoa, like it was like a spiritual like psychedelic kind of experience and like got me like I appreciate the therapy and the.
Beautiful,
and
beautiful.
What thank can be received
you.
From
it is
that?
Therapy.
Wow,
it
like,
is therapy.
Fuck.
And by the way, not
oh
only practiced by doms and mistresses, it's also practiced in some European country where they actually give spankings and floggings for therapy. You know, light, not so tough as we do maybe here.
God bless them.
But they have seen that it has as good an effect sometimes in some people as. Hydrotherapy, as talking therapy,
wow.
Spanking therapy. It's
spanking.
I believe
it's a very
it.
Special thing.
I'll
add to this.
Your husband
is,
he served it.
I switch a lot, and the harder that I go as a bottom is what makes me better as a top. you know. I like to go, and I'm probably just as interesting as a sub than I am.
Well, King Noir's looking at you with
I was like, ooh, fresh meat.
How well can you switch? Yeah. Let me see.
And I don't know if I could do it tonight or anything, but I mean, there's other times I think when I'm in that headspace, you know.
Well, how about co-doming?
Yeah,
with King Noir over. I mean, maybe.
Oh wow.
Miss Jackie.
Yeah. I think. Ooh,
Gypsy.
I actually think would be cool is if we bring all of our spankers back, line them up, and we just go to town on all of them.
Do that
for sure.
Go to town.
Whoa. Wow.
So we have a pain slut here. We have some newbies over here. So I think we should put the pain slut in the middle so she could take the brunt of everything.
There you go.
Wow.
I knew she had to be central.
So let's get situated over here.
We don't want to hurt her feelings. We want to hurt her butt.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Susie, we might have to. How is this going to go? So we should do. Are we going to go on our hands and knees? Oh, my goodness. Is that a bulbous?
How's your butt? I told you, it feels like a massage.
Mm. Indiana Jones is jealous right now. That's all I know.
Mm. Look at that swivel wrist there. Very nice.
So where do you want us, Master Doms? I must say.
I'm just going to relax and watch everybody.
So the best angle would be in the front by me. Right here. So Jackie, come here with your beautiful, perfect bonobo ass. We want you in the camera, by the camera.
And then y'all two get on the sides.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I won't relax.
Are you
We should be singing a song or something, in proper. Hey, lads. Hey, lads.
Just give one spanking.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting that one.
There we go. And off to the races.
Yeah.
Woo.
That little special thing, the music and the rhythm. The music and the rhythm. Yeah.
There they go. This is like some sort of. Relay race.
Oh.
Wow.
I feel like I'm in a high school cheerleading again, and there's about to be a pyramid on top of me.
Yeah, well.
You know? Someone could climb on top of my back and your back, Jackie, and then we could do a pyramid spank.
We could.
Oh my God, that's erotica. Can we write this as we're getting flogged? I don't know.
Spank it, baby.
Wow.
I don't know, should we start singing songs from Guys and Dolls?
Vlogging's got me all sorts of feelings. I don't know. I might be a little out of my mind right now. It feels good.
Welcome to my world, honey.
Oh, so this is what you're talking about, Jackie, this whole time. I get it.
It's close.
We're working out. Me and Danielle are working our ways up.
I think it's a full moon in Bonoboville.
Ooh.
Lots of moonings going on.
Oh, wow. Did anyone do gymnastics like me? Yeah.
See,
we should get Dr. Susie on top of us in a pyramid.
Not Temi with a good time, but I think that
doing
maybe.
Doing that while the flogging's going on.
See, it's the flogging talking. We're excited about the flogging. We're having these great grand ideas that are coming up about, I don't even know what.
Yes.
And I get now. I get the pro. I know the king when I feel him.
Because she has been bad.
We got two pros right here.
I feel the king.
Yeah.
No, what Mistress Erica does, it's really terrifying.
I love it.
Is she keeps building up the feeling like it's going to happen, but then,
And then
sorry,
it does.
I got really excited and then
it
scared.
It is very educational to observe their style.
That's exactly. Oh,
surprise.
Yes, thank you, mistress. Only because I do know she deserves it.
All those beautiful booties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Danielle is our sensitive one. God bless her sweet, sensitive butt.
Oh, yeah. And let's hear it for our cheerleading squad featuring Bunny Danielle and Jackie Blue, Gypsy Bonobo, and our Dom's mistress, Erica. And
he is amazing.
King Noir, the amazing one.
Wow.
Uh-huh. All right. So we're running out of time.
The spanking gets you all caught up.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I just, hey, we're virgins. What can we say? How's
your butt?
Cherries. Thank you.
Oh, mine is probably, I'm really white, so I can't. Okay, let's take a gander.
Let's take a gander.
What a white little butt.
You're wearing such
like
a cute little Thanksgiving outfit.
Oh, okay,
too.
So I was supposed to be a pilgrim, even though I look like a French maid.
You look like a pilgrim.
Okay,
a French maid pilgrim.
So.
A pilgrim who spent some time in France.
Oh, look at the professionalism.
And got spanked.
So we have like just a little bit of redness. How does it feel, Dr. Susie? Is it warm?
Ooh,
is it
very warm?
Mm. We can break the whip out after after the show.
Okay.
Don't throw me at the guitar.
Where we have enough room? Because I was really concerned about cracking that in here and.
The whip, yeah.
I didn't want to put anybody's eyes out or anything like that.
Right. It's a little close quarters for the whip.
Yeah. But after the show.
All right. So, any other kinds of spanking you'd like to share with us or something else?
With
your hands.
But my hands are a lot meaner than the floggers.
Oh.
But we'll figure that one out later.
Okay.
Hands are fine.
Well,
hand job.
Sounds like Jackie would like a hand spanking.
It's a hand and something.
We're going to figure that one out.
Okay.
It sounded like, I mean, my brain saw an image of a fist, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy.
I think that you're just getting naughty.
She's just trying to get fisted now.
Well, we talked about getting stuffed on Thanksgiving, so, you know, there's fisting. Actually, speaking of which, we have a great Thanksgiving clip now on Cliporama featuring AVN Award winner Bonnie Rotten stuffing her fist into Layla Rivera like it's a turkey.
Woo.
Yeah, and she really likes it.
I love fisting.
Yeah. Wow.
Who doesn't?
Wow. Fisting is fine.
Oh, really, Gypsy?
I'm so sorry. All the spankings got me excited. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's very exciting.
Who
and
said they were an endorphin addict earlier? That's really... That's what it is. That's what you're feeling right now.
Oh, well.
And
yeah.
The blood is rushing to all the right places.
Oh,
so.
Hey, Jackie. I get it.
That's now you know what I'm talking about. A little bit. I mean,
I'll
you're getting
there.
I'll
come see you later.
You're getting there.
I'll come see you later.
All right. So if nobody has anything else to do, I guess I'll get spanked.
Ow!
Logged.
By perfect. Either one. I want King to do
but
this.
But I do want the soft flogging.
I want King to do
and,
this because he has an
instinct
against our beautiful dog.
Get on either
dog.
Side of me and get it
she
too.
She is like every woman. She is tough. She is rough.
She
and she
can,
knows what she's doing.
She can choke
doing.
You while I flog you.
Oh, God. But you know what? There's something. It's these fancy floggers. I want her done by the fancy floggers. She is our queen. She deserves the fancy. So
that means you're going to get the rough ones.
Later, yeah.
No, now.
Oh, okay.
Right
so
now.
Are we going to get it at the same time?
We're going to do it this way.
Okay, so you will be doing me, and the king will be doing our lovely Dr. Susie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she already knows the pose better I do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Danielle got all that quick.
Here, I'll hold the mic.
Okay. And I'm getting it on the shoulders, which is not my favorite thing, I must admit, but... I'm, you know, it's like sort of an appetizer.
Right. Just so
that I
to
just have
away.
To eat in order to get what I really want, which is the butt flogging.
Mistress Erica, do you ever give commands while you're flogging?
Sometimes.
I think she gets her point across by her.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
Absolutely.
Wow. How did I get...
and that feels nice. Wow. Yes, tenderize the meat.
Me and Dr. Susie have been very naughty girls.
Spanking my woo. Frustrations and fears away.
Wow.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, mistress. My goodness. You are a pro and a pro. Yeah. Ugh.
And thank I think you. That thank means you. We're just about out of time. So, wow. Another great Spanksgiving on the Dr. Susan Block
thank
Show
you,
live
Dr.
from Bonobaville.
Susie.
And thank you all for, you know, kind of spanking me through this show.
You
I really
us through life, so
am
we
thankful
owe you a show.
And spankful for all of you, everyone here, King Noir, Mistress Erica, Gypsy Bonobo,
hey.
Pansexual couple, pansensual, excuse me.
Whatever.
Chef B-Line. Yeah, you're getting more pansexual all the time. And Danielle Watts.
Ow.
And Jackie
ow.
Blue.
And a beautiful
I'm also pansexual, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm. You're everything sexual, and that's why I fucking love you.
And I want to thank my wonderful captain, my Max. I am so thankful and spankful for you.
Yeah.
We love you, Max.
We love you, Max.
Love you, Max.
And
we love you guys.
I thank you for creating all of this, for creating Bonoboville with a little help
yes.
from me, but it's so much Max's vision.
Thank you.
Everything here. And yeah, thank you, all my friends and lovers and enemies. Yeah, I love my enemies too.
Ooh.
You know, and these are my weapons, my safety pins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's what I'm talking about.
My safety pins are powerful. Right, you can call them diaper pins if you want.
Yeah.
But that just shows what a big baby you are.
But my diapers are armed.
There you
and
go.
Thank and
you.
Dangerous.
Tell us, Captain Max.
Tell you me. Fuck with them, I'll shoot out a missile that'll send you back where you came from.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Tell him, Captain Max.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're hanging out on Twitter and Facebook trying to, you know, hurt people for just expressing themselves, expressing their pain, if you're being what Salons Digby calls a sore winner syndrome.
There's a lot of those, unfortunately.
Sore winner syndrome, okay? You won! Well, not really.
Well, no,
actually
he didn't
right.
fucking win.
Right,
well, you
exactly.
know what? We're all winning at Bonoboville. That's how we thank God for Max and thank God for Dr. Susie who let us win here every day, despite what's going on in the crazy
what are we
political
winning?
World. We're winning your...
Did I miss something? Did
we win your Thanksgiving dinner and your awesome commentary.
Oh,
but
okay.
And this amazing sex education
and
exploration and research and social experiment and performance art.
And resistance.
And resistance.
All
and
to
domination
making
and
revolution.
That normality. I am
five
sorry.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
I appreciate Green Day's performance at the AMAs. What'd they sing?
What was the song?
It's very catchy. No Trump.
No
Trump. KKK. No fascist USA. No Trump. No KKK. No fascist USA. No Trump. Here.
All right. We're going to bend me over to it? Yes.
No.
Look, absolutely.
No Trump. No KKK. No fascist USA. No Trump. No KKK. No fascist
USA.
No Trump. No KKK. No fascist USA. I know. Everybody's scared to sing it with me.
I know. That was supposed to be a sing along, you guys.
I understand. You guys.
It's okay. You can sing
along
in your own time now that it's recorded, but please sing along.
Our pins, mine, by the way, I ordered gold pins. None of this silver shit.
Oh, well,
gold
well,
pins.
I kind of like
okay.
the silver.
You know what, but
and
Max,
you're famous. We are siamo la resistenza, they say in Italian. Siamo la resistenza contro i fascisti, comunisti, i nazisti.
Bellissima, bellissima.
Right? What? They ain't going to grow roots here. Yeah. Not in my backyard.
You and Dr. Susie have the best
and
backyard.
You know... We might go down resisting, We're going to go down eventually anyway.
Amen. A woman.
The time is flying. It just keeps flying. But, you know, we're here.
Now, when you say go down, is there a sexual innuendo there?
Absolutely.
I'm going down at my nearest opportunity.
I am going down, going down.
Okay, well, maybe one day that luck will land on me.
Danielle, I'm going to be the Titanic. And you can go down with
me. I don't
me
know
later.
If it's luck. It's just my destiny. It's my marriage. It's my Bonoboville. We are, you know, relovutionaries.
You know, I want to add something. I normally don't make too many political statements, but he's been in the news lately, and little Baron Trump. I swear to God, it reminds me of Damien from The Omen.
I don't want to criticize him because he might be autistic and he's a child.
Right.
And he does look like what you said, and I think that's actually very funny. But at the same time, I do want to say that, you know, I feel for him. And, you know, he's a kid.
Well, when you said I feel for him, I finally just farted. So I
good.
Think
oh,
great. There's something
glad you
there.
Released that next
impeccable
to your husband.
Impeccable timing.
That's illegal in war.
It was silent, but
no,
deadly.
You can't
Ask
use gas. Okay? It's against the Geneva Conventions.
We're going to have to put on our gas masks from last week.
Oh, yes, please.
Wow. We have so much fun on this show. Whoever's in power, whoever, you know.
My pussy's
I think
in
we
power.
Have to give him a spanking.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's my... Yeah,
you have
it's
another
getting
5 minutes.
Throughout the week.
And
yeah,
whack.
Have people been coming on Donald Trump? He looks all raggedy.
He is.
What's
he's
on?
He's been thrashed.
He's got little
right.
clumps of jizz.
But those are his balls
you know, clumps
spanked,
of poop.
Right?
Poop?
People
yeah,
have been pooping
on him.
Jizzing on him.
The little stuffing.
She's
I don't know.
His balls
I see Trump.
Right
I lose all interest.
He's obviously in the BDSM war. He has burn yeah. marks and
spanking doesn't have to just go on the butt. It can go on the balls.
Yep,
it can
obviously.
Go on the boobs.
Oh. Those are some big balls.
You know, and his balls are too big for his britches.
This
right.
is a
beautiful
historic
show
moment.
That later, I hope.
This is.
Gonna show us later where you can put it.
Yeah, baby.
I wish that he talked back.
Little cock
I wish
no,
we could,
no.
like,
can I grab your pussy?
Yeah, well.
Well, maybe.
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 I mean, if it helps you release some tension and...
Release that tension.
And be able to have kindness towards, you know, people who are different than you, then please get spanked, get fisted, get whatever the fuck you need
yeah,
to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And get that shit
ow!
Out that way.
That is so well said.
Get it out. That's
get it
right.
Out.
We've
breathe
got a lot
deeper.
Of tension. And, you know, I mean, it goes for all of us. We're all kind of get going through some tensions. And there's many ways to get it out. You know, you can get analyzed. And you can get spanked. And, you know, I mean, whatever way you do it, try to do it. The bonobo way. Right.
Yeah.
Peace hey, Igor, pleasure. I don't know if we have time to sing, but come up here with the fuck Trump.
Come up there.
That's the best shirt that I've seen all year.
By yeah.
By far. Mm-hmm.
We're going to make love
I don't
to
know,
Trump.
Can he
Danielle
kind of be
does
in your
it
lap
the best, I must admit.
And I can I will ride the Trump dick.
I don't know if he needs to be just spanked no. today.
Yeah.
But can you promise next week that you will give another show?
You can't ride the Trump dick. It's too small.
Well, yeah, Trump is a big dick, but he has a small one. And it's
okay.
like what we call
like sitting on an ant or something.
Can I ride the small one in there?
You wouldn't feel that.
That was a compliment, Max. I wouldn't say.
You wouldn't feel that.
I think it'd be good for America.
It would.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For
ride
a former slave to ride the president's dick.
Oh, God, don't turn me on.
Just
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah. It's actually
yeah,
kind of
her for fucking him.
Going in there. Let's see.
Mr. Trump, this is la.
Something's going in there, yeah.
Can I stick it in there? Is that okay?
I would like to see if you could do
baby.
Whatever you like to
yeah, yeah, we'll just get another small penis.
Oh, that's nice. It's small, but it does the trick.
You know,
as long as you're on top,
it ain't the meat, it's the motion.
Look at Dr. Susie with that spank paddle. It just never gets old.
This is how we.
This butt never gets old.
Make America great again.
Dr. Susie, we're almost out.
All right.
You're going to cut off
so,
in a minute.
So, I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to ease your tension one way or another. Please don't be violent. Somebody punched a woman in the face for disagreeing, you know, in some Brooklyn restaurant. You know, that's not right. Don't do that. Get it out through spanking. Get it out through talking. Get it out some other way. Get it out the bonobo way. Anger management. Bonobo style. Or fuck it away. Get stuffed from both ends. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Spank that monkey. Yeah.
Yeah. See the clap sign.
Or the spank sign.
About with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.